I am here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and taking in the warm sun here in Florida. And sitting in front of me is Wade. Wade, tell me about your role with the Florida Cattlemen's Association.
I'm Wade Grigsby, and I'm a past president with the Cattlemen 3 years ago. Have spent my entire career in the cattle industry, worked for two large cattle operations. One was Hay Dude & Sons, managed about 10,000 cows, and then went to Alico and spent 17 years with them, and we ran about 15,000 cows. So these are South Florida ranches, the bigger ranches. In 2006, decided that I'd had enough of that and been on my own. I bought some cows and just trade cattle, sell feed, real estate, and just whatever we can do.
Well, I have to tell you, I was pretty impressed with the video last night about the crackers. Can you do that?
Sure, with the whip. All of us use a whip, yes,
ma'am. I just had no idea the history behind that and the history of agriculture, especially beef here in the state. The state fair just opened today. Tell us a little bit about what's going on over there.
Okay. The state fair, as she said, opened, and we're excited this year. We have a museum exhibit that's been traveling for about 5 or 6 years that has been housed permanently at our state fairground at Cracker Country. We actually had ribbon cut Monday evening. It's had approximately 600,000 visitors to the exhibit as it's traveled. And it'll probably get about, we're thinking 40 to 60,000 a year besides what happens here at the State Fair, which will be, I think the State Fair will have about 500,000 people through it in the next 2 weeks.
Well, I just walking by your booth out here in front of the trade show, noticing you got a book for sale. Tell us a little bit about that.
That book is something that we had done. Our first stop for the exhibit was at our Capitol there in Tallahassee, and it coincided with our annual legislative quarterly there. So when it was time to leave there and go to Elko, Nevada, where for the Cowboy Poet Festival, we decided that we would have it completely photographed and indexed. And in doing so, then we decided to design and have a coffee table book made out of that. And it's the 5 centuries of the cattle industry of Florida. Obviously, the Spanish landed here in the 1500s. All the cattle, hogs, and horses in the United States either came through Florida or from Spaniards that landed somewhere else. So we're pretty proud of that history, and it's something that we all study and like everybody to understand how it came about.
Well, it is such a rich history, and just loved looking through the pictures of it. I mean, it's beautiful to share your story. Tell us a little bit about your guys' presence here at the convention.
This is the first time the convention's been in Florida that I recall, and I know it's been here one other time, and I didn't attend. We have been real excited. We work real closely with NCBA. This has been an ongoing prep for a year and a half, and it's turned out very well. I think our Florida cattlemen's attendance is extremely high, and that's what we're real excited about. We promoted this well within our association, and turnout's good. And I understand the pre-registration was extremely high. So, you know, I guess it means we can come a long way from the center of the country and still get together and do this. And I've heard a number of people from the north say they'll come to Florida anytime in February for a convention. So hopefully this will be an up-and-coming deal. We'll get on the rotation with them.
Well, it's definitely been such a warm hospitality from all of you guys here. And plus the sun and the air is fresh, the sun is warm, and the water is beautiful here in Florida. So thank you, Wade, for taking a few minutes to share with me your role here and what Florida agriculture means, and especially in the beef production side. Once again, talking with Wade Grigsby, past president with the Florida Cattlemen's Association. I am Jamie Johansson here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention.